It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. And you are about to enjoy the Ask Ross segment brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com for all your barbecue catering, sauces, and barbecue rub needs. Visit our friends at 409tailgateclub.com. I've got 3 pages of new questions for your enjoyment, Ross.
I probably just answered a lot of them.
You might have, but we're going to ask them anyway to let you get a little bit more. I'm looking for the guard help question, but I think there's a couple here that might qualify. Remember, the listener Dean with the number one question this week will receive a tailgate box. Courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com, you'll get various rub sauces and a tailgate with honor apron. All right, Ross, are you ready? This
yes.
comes from Mike in York. Last season, Penn State's defense made quite a few opposing quarterbacks look incredible. Remember JT Barrett? And now a first-year quarterback from at State has been made to look unstoppable. That kid was pretty good. Come on, Penn State fans. That kid was good. You got to say when good is good. I know the talent is there. What is PSU doing scheme-wise to open up all these windows for what should be very average talent?
So, okay. So I will say that that kid was good. But on the flip side, you can't let every guy have their best game against you. JT Barrett's best game of his life was against Penn State last year.
Brian Lewerke's
best game of his life was against Penn State last year. And do you realize that if Penn State just forced those guys to have the second best games of their lives, Penn State would have been in the college football playoff. They would have been undefeated. They would have been in the college football playoff. But they let them have the best game of the – Lewerke did it like throwing the ball through lightning and thunder and rain and stuff. I don't have an answer to that other than to say, in fairness to the secondary, it's all tied together. And Penn State still doesn't have the big dogs to get the pass rush. And that was pretty obvious again on Saturday. They don't – I mean, there was not a lot of pass rush.
No.
My boy Yetur got in there a couple times, but in general, it wasn't nearly good enough. And they have, like, no interior pass rush. I mean, I'm just – the reality
is no
answer. People are going to get mad at me, but – Penn State's never going to make the college football playoff if their D-line is not like Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State's D-lines. So maybe they have to pay them more. I don't know what they need to do. I don't care. I'm kidding. Not really. Kind of. A little bit. No, I'm not. They need better D-linemen.
Yep.
They need better D-linemen. They needed the Wilkins kid to come to Penn State and not Clemson. That's what they needed. I mean, I'm sorry, but they're not – and they're getting these kids, but – I don't know. I thought Shaka Toney would do more. And, sometimes you gain 30 pounds. That just kills you.
Right.
Why do we need Shaka Toney to gain 30 pounds? We need him to rush the quarterback. I don't care how he plays against the run. We need him to play against the run anyway.
All right, let's keep moving on. Which, by the way, take the last two fourth quarters that Penn State's played, Washington, Appalachian State, and say, there is a problem here. Question two comes from Jerry in Arlington, Texas. That's cowboy country.
It is.
Do you think Connor McGovern looked slow getting the second level on Saturday against App State? Was it the 3-4 defense or the quickness of the App State linebackers?
I did not notice that.
I didn't either.
I did not notice that. I thought Connor, from what I saw, had a really nice game with the exception of the one time he got beat on an outside move for a sack. And that's kind of life in the big city as an offensive lineman.
Right.
You can have like a great game, but you give up one sack, and that guy had an awesome game and you had a terrible game. One sack, one time getting beat. I think the offensive line's pretty good. I think they are going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I thought they were pretty good. I thought he was just a little bit rusty early, moving from center to right guard, not rusty as a football player, but rusty in, you know, it's different. You know that as well as anybody.
Well, he gave up the sack in the first half. But I think they'll play. Now, Pitt's got a good D-line, right? We'll talk about that next.
Yeah.
But that'll be a good challenge for them.
Yeah. Look where they were running late, too. Look where Penn State was running the ball late. Right up his tushy. They were going right.
Yeah.
And they were going right up the middle.
Tushy just made an appearance.
Tushy made an appearance. Let's go to Mike in Spring City. I would assume Spring City, Pennsylvania, but I don't know. We don't have that here. That's one of those where we go, is that in Pennsylvania? He asks, when are they going to learn to stop playing zone or soft man-to-man pass defense? They give receivers a free release and get burned year after year. Man up and jam the receivers. It's driving me nuts. I won't say what he said. Love the show and the interaction. Thanks, guys.
I don't really think that's the problem. I mean, the problem was they were usually – the problem was either a dropped coverage or they just weren't making a play on the ball at the catch point.
Tackling.
Yeah, tackling was an issue too. I don't really necessarily – I don't know that I agree with that or think that that was the biggest issue in the game. I don't – now, in fairness to what he's saying, they could get more aggressive. They could do more press man stuff. They have the bodies for it. Amani Oh and Tariq Kasser Fields were born for that. But even when they did do that a little bit, they got beat over the top by the guy, and they couldn't recover.
Yeah, Tariq Kasser Fields was victimized by some of the greatest passes I've ever seen in the fourth quarter.
That
he had the coverage, and that he teardropped that ball right over his hand. The other thing that we didn't really talk about is, and James Franklin talked about it, excuse me, on Tuesday, John Reed, a little bit slow to warm get warmed up after missing
off.
Last year.
Yeah,
and that's
year.
I guess that is to be expected. I think as he gets better, I think the secondary play and the coverage should get better, especially if he's inside in the slot.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Speaking of Labatt Blue, you've had two parties and your stash. Is it empty or you still got some stash?
No, I still have plenty.
All right.
I still have plenty. That'll last me through a good portion of the season. Our boy Kev is the man. You're my boy, Kev.
All right, let's go to Brad in Pittsburgh. He says, Genius Ross, did you see anything from the defense that you would say is a positive? Was the issue more mental errors or were they just getting beat man-to-man?
Positives. I thought Sharif Miller played pretty well. I thought Nick Scott played very well. I thought for his first start, Jan Johnson, I mean, 11 tackles, I thought he played pretty well. Against a team, by the way, who doesn't exactly suit Jan's skill set.
Right.
You know, Jan's best against, like, Iowa.
Michigan.
Yeah, exactly.
After you saw Michigan's offense in week one.
I mean, look, he let him in tackles. Oh, man, we should talk about that. They're better when McCaffrey's in.
Third and three.
They were better when McCaffrey was in than they were with Shea Patterson.
I don't know if Patterson's necessarily all the problem. Third and three, first series. Third and four. You got Shea Patterson, dual threat quarterback. You run a straight off-tackle draw. Really? That's what you're going to do inside the Notre Dame 40 on your first series?
Yeah.
Seven of the first eight plays were running plays, two punts. Anyway, I rest my case. All right. So anyway, keep going. Anything? Was it mental errors or did you see? Do you think it was mental?
No, those are the positives. I said. Look, I mean, it was 31. It was 31-17. It was 24-10, 31-17 in the fourth quarter, 10 minutes left. You know what else I noticed? They looked to me like they got tired.
Oh yeah.
Which is weird because they played so many guys, but they look like by the end of the game they were like sticking to glue on blocks. They were worn out. I think that might have been one of the reasons why Franklin said he should have played even more guys, right?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that's a good point, and I do think that it's one of the reasons why they give up 28 points. The onside kick didn't help, but those guys were really
they were
I don't know if it was week one excitement, but App State was the fresher team in a lot of areas down the stretch.
Yeah, they definitely were. The thing, and Franklin did bring this up this week. Don't forget, the defense had surrendered, less than 200 yards and 3 points going into the fourth quarter, but the game's not 36 minutes. Or the game's not,
Or 45.
45 or 60 minutes, excuse me. See, I had high school in my mind for a second there. 12-minute quarters, 15-minute quarters. I'm not bad. All right, this comes from Mike Fry in Exeter Township, PA. Wonder what this question is going to be about,
Wonder who
Ross.
It's about.
Wonder. He says, hey guys, one of the big moves on the O-line was Mena to center. From my fans' perspective, both as an Exeter grad and Penn State grad, I thought Michael did a pretty good job in his first start. From your crack college and NFL experts' perspective, Russ, what kind of grade would you give Michael and the rest of the O-line for week one? And I know it's not an A+.
I would say like A-B+. I thought they played pretty well.
I thought they played pretty well, too. Yeah. I didn't
and it
see.
It felt like towards the end, App State was like powerless to stop them.
Right.
The running backs are good, though.
The one thing that stood out to me was what you said earlier was that when Will Fries played for that long stretch at right tackle for Chaz Wright, you could see, okay, now we knew why this was a toss-up and who's going to start
it. The more I see Fries, I see that there's some inconsistency
there. Some gaps, yeah.
And that's why he hasn't just taken it yet.
The run game is it's more likely to be on schedule this year because as great as Saquon was, you would see 4 or 5 yard loss plays when he tries to bounce stuff. These guys are a little bit more, see the hole, hit the hole.
Right.
And I think that'll help them stay out of 2nd and 13.
2nd and 13. Let's go to Ian in Denver, Colorado. He says, James Franklin continues to implement more and more sports science into the way training camp is run. I have a feeling this may be related to the poor tackling observed against App State. Knowing that every game matters, do you think getting overly cute with managing camp was potentially something that hurt Penn State modeling more the NFL model?
Well, Franklin does. He said that. He said that they're going to review how they go through training camp because he thinks it did hurt them. I don't know. I mean, they're coming into camp pretty healthy.
Right.
You can look at that either way, right?
I mean, think if you play a pretty decent team in the first game, you're going to be open to possible outcomes like this.
Right.
Temple was not a bad team in 2015. The 2016 and 2017 games, they didn't really play anyone. I thought that was very good. I think they just they ran into a team that played their A game, and they were really, really forced to fight.
I might – we've never done this before. I might not give it to anybody unless there's
this
a better
next question
or someone,
wins it.
Or someone asks,
I'm gonna ask
or someone asks
quick.
The most obvious question. Go ahead.
I'm curious I don't know if this is it. Hey, Ross, this comes from Sylvester in Gilderland, New York. He says, I'm curious if you know how a positions coach performance is evaluated. Are there certain metrics? How are they graded? It looks like from first impressions that losing Coach Gattis and Coach Huff might have had bit of influence from New York.
New York. That's a good question. And I don't think they're evaluated on a weekly basis. I think Franklin just kind of keeps tabs on how the unit is performing. And it was not a good look for the wide receiver coach. Corley is a new guy?
Yeah, David Corley.
Not compared to how Gattis had those guys playing, not a good look. By the way, he can be the winner if we have to pick somebody. But the real winner would have been whoever asked, why in the heck would you ever schedule Appalachian State? Why would you ever do that?
So, all right, that'll do it for Ask Ross. Coming up, Pitt Penn State preview. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
It was so nice GoPSURV.com had to do it twice. Our guy Mark once again doing half price RV sales for Penn State, Kent State. So if you've been looking for a chance to check out what GoPSURV.com has to offer, you get a second chance that weekend. You can come see what they have to offer, including the Friday night before the game. You can check out 409 Tailgate Club Barbecue, Tailgate Wine, Labatt Blue Beer, and Shotzi's Brats. GoPSURV.com lot has so many other features as well. You can check them all out at GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.